ஸ்ரீ பாலாம்பிகா சமேத வைத்தியநாதாய மங்களம். டியர் டிவோட்டீஸ், ஐ எம் வெரி டிலைட்டட் டு ஷேர் வித் யூ த டீடைல்ஸ் ஆஃப் த டெம்பிள் தட் என்ஷ்ரைன்ஸ் லார்ட் கற்பக விநாயக செல்வு முத்துக்குமர பாலாம்பிகா சமேத ஸ்ரீ வைத்தியநாத சுவாமி. இட் இஸ் செட் தட் திஸ் டெம்பிள் ஹேஸ் பீன் எக்ஸிஸ்டிங் சின்ஸ் டைம் இம்மெமோரியல் ஓவர் த யுகாஸ் கிருதா த்ரேதா துவாபரா அண்ட் த ப்ரெசன்ட் யுகா கலி. And Lord Vaidyanatha has been showering his blessings on his devotees from this holy shrine at all times. Generally, a temple's glory is understood by 1. The deity that it enshrines, 2. Any pretext to the formation of the temple or any symbolic attributes that verily coexisted with the temple like Stala Visesha, and finally, any holy waters, that is the Teertham, present around the temple. At Vaidheswaran Kovil, all the three, namely the deity, the Stala Visesha and the Teertham, are equally glorious, that further enhances the glory of the temple. The deity, Lord Vaidyanatha's glory, is spread in all the 14 worlds and beyond. The Stala Visesha being, there is a very old neem tree, the Stala Vriksha, in the temple premises, the breeze of which cures all illnesses. And here the holy water, the Siddhamrita Teertham, is rich with medicinal qualities. At this temple, Lord Vaidyanatha is in the form of Linga. Worshipping the Lord here brings cure for all diseases related to body and mind and removes all kinds of fears and worries due to any evil powers, and thus blesses the devotees with health and prosperous life. Here, Lord Shiva's consort, Goddess Parvati, is also known as Mother Balambika or Thayyal Nayaki. She derived the name Thayyal Nayaki because when the Lord set on a journey from his eternal abode Mount Kailasha to come and reside at this temple, the mother instantly followed him, carrying with her many pots of medicinal oils, and thus came to be known as Thayyal Nayaki. The word Thayyal also denotes a noble woman. The mother, being the foremost amongst the noblest and chaste women, got such a name. Nayaki means head of the womankind. The name Balambika signifies the beauty and everlasting eternal youthhood of the mother. Mother Balambika bestows her devotees with all prosperity, good health and affectionate family, as only her grace can bless one with a happy family life. In this temple, Lord Subramanya, the divine child of the mother and the Lord, the younger brother of Lord Vinayaka, is known as Selva Muthukumara. As the name indicates, he is the fondled child of the divine parents. At this temple, there is a belief that pujas throughout the day to Lord Vaidyanatha is being performed by Selva Muthukumara himself. Not only Lord Kumara, there are so many other gods, demigods and great devotees that have visited this shrine to perform pujas to the Lord on various occasions. Sri Adi Shankaracharya lists 6 of them in the opening verse of his composition Vaidyanathashtakam as follows. Sri Rama Saumitri Jatayuveda Shadananaditya Kujarchitaya Sri Neelakantaya Dayamayaya Sri Vaidyanathaya Namashivaya. The Ashtakam, thus composed by Shankaracharya, comprises of 8 verses in all. Thus the name Ashtakam. As listed in this first verse, this temple is visited by Sri Rama and Saumitri, meaning Sumitra's son Lakshmana, when both were passing through this region while searching for Mother Sita. The great devotee of Sri Rama, Jatayu, is said to have worshipped Lord Vaidyanatha in this shrine. It is also believed that Rama granted moksham, liberation, to Jatayu here. The story is that when Mother Sita was abducted by Ravana, Jatayu came to the rescue of Mother Sita and fought with all his might with Ravana. Finally, Ravana, who couldn't bear the attacks of Jatayu, cut off his wings. Jatayu, severely wounded, was lying on the ground here. Sri Rama and Lakshmana arrived when Jatayu was breathing his last. Sri Rama gave moksham to Jatayu and performed the last rites for Jatayu. Even today, there is a place in the temple called as Jatayu Kundam. Anyone applying the sacred ashes from this kundam is instantly cured of all sins accruing from prior births. Then in the list of devotees that Sri Shankara listed comes Vedas. The four Vedas worship the Lord here. Then comes Shadanana, means six-faced, denotes Shanmuka or Kumara. Kumara does all pujas to the Lord throughout the day. Then comes Aditya. The sun god himself does puja to the Lord here. Last but not the least, Kuja, the Lord of Mars, also known as Angaraka, Mangal, also known as Chevvai in Tamil. He is the third of the nine planets. In one's horoscope, the position of Angaraka determines the person's health. At the command of the Creator, Angaraka administers the diseases and cure to various lives on the earth, especially blood-related like diabetes, anemia, etc. Angaraka, adversely positioned in one's horoscope, could imply lots of health challenges, lack of peace of mind, incompatible life partner, etc. to that person. But devotees of Lord Vaidyanatha are free from any of the above ill effects caused by Angaraka's adverse position in the horoscope. There is said to be a story behind this. The story goes like this. Once Angaraka himself was struck with some deadly disease. He prayed to Lord Shiva in Kailash for cure. The Lord asks Angaraka to go to Vaidheswaran Kovil and Angaraka does so. The Lord, pleased with his devotion, appears before him and gives a pinch of sand from the holy land here. Instantly, Angaraka gets cured. Out of devotion and gratitude, Angaraka assures the Lord that he shall not inflict any kinds of diseases on those who visit and worship the Lord at this temple. He further prays to the Lord to allow him to remain at the shrine and worship the Lord forever. The Lord blesses him and grants his wishes. Thus, worshipping Angaraka and Lord Vaidyanatha here cures any kind of illness faced by the devotee, improves blood circulation and thus brings better metabolism. Siddhamrita Teertham. Dhanvantri, the Lord of Medicine, is an incarnation of Mahavishnu, appeared with a pot of nectar as a result of the demigods and demons churning the milky ocean. After distributing the nectar to the demigods, Lord Dhanvantri came with the remaining nectar and various medicinal herbs to this temple and distributed them to many pious physicians known as Siddhars, to be used for the welfare of mankind at large. It is believed that the Siddhars have kept many of these medicinal herbs under the holy pond of the temple here. Thus, the water in this pond is believed to have a lot of medicinal properties and expected to cure all diseases. Lord Dhanvantri worships Lord Vaidyanatha at this temple. Then, there are lot of events and archanas and so many rituals performed at this temple. One among the foremost is Kshatru Samhara Archana. This is the archana performed to Lord Muthu Kumara Swami. This archana benefits the devotees by helping them to overcome any challenges from within and outside them. It destroys all evil tendencies, that is the vasanas disturbing the mind due to past deeds, and the six internal enemies, namely kama, lust, ಕ್ರೋಧ, ಆಂಗರ್, ಲೋಭ, ಗ್ರೀಡ್, ಮೋಹ, ಪ್ಯಾಷನ್, ಮದ, ಪ್ರೈಡ್, ಮಾತ್ಸರ್ಯ, ಜಲಸಿ. ದ ಕಾಂಕರ್ ಆಫ್ ದೀಸ್ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಈಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಇಂಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ದ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್. ಪ್ಲೀಸಿಂಗ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ಶತ್ರು ಸಂಹಾರ ಅರ್ಚನಾ, ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ವಿನ್ ಓವರ್ ದೀಸ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಸ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ವಿತ್ ದ ಇನ್ಫೈನೈಟ್ ಬ್ಲಿಸ್. ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜಸ್ ರಿಲೇಟಿಂಗ್ ಟು ವರ್ಕ್, ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ದ ಎಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಕ್ಷತ್ರು ಸಂಹಾರ ಅರ್ಚನಾ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ರಿಮೂವ್ಸ್ ದೀಸ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೇಂಜಸ್ ದ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಫೇವರಬ್ಲಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಚೇಂಜಸ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಸೆಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಕಾಸಿಂಗ್ ಸಚ್ ಚಾಲೆಂಜಸ್ ಟು ಆ್ಯಕ್ಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಟಿವ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಸ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಟು ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಸೆಲೆಬ್ರೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೊಸೆಷನ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಟೇಕ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್. ಅಟ್ ದ ಟೆಂಪಲ್ ಆಲ್ ರೌಂಡ್ ದ ಇಯರ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ celebrations on a daily, fortnightly, monthly and annual basis. To name a few celebrations are Panguni Uttram, Skanda Shashti, Thai Chevvai, that is the Tuesdays of Makara Masa, are all celebrated in a grand manner in accordance with the Agama Shastra. On the day of Krittigai Star every month, Lord Muthukumara Swami comes in procession. During this day, the Lord is decorated with gem-studded attire and he comes out in a golden chariot. This is one among the few temples where the deities frequently come out on procession. Visiting such temples brings a lot of positive vibrations to us and removes any negative energies. We appeal to all the devotees to visit this holy shrine and seek the blessings of the gods and goddesses here. We pray to Lord Vaidyanatha to bless one and all with good health and prosperity. Sri Balambika Sameta Sri Vaidyanathaya Mangalam.